The thing about the John Scott at the time, I remember it, it was an extremely modern place with all windows and things everywhere. I didn't like it. And my father had been practicing in a surgery in our house where everything was nice and friendly, and this was sort of very modern, and everybody was trying to make it work because it was the first health centre. When I applied to start doing these clinics, the deputy medical officer of health interviewed me, and she said, would I like to take on a brand new health centre, John Scott, and become the clinical medical officer there, which meant I would do all the baby clinics and family planning clinics and antenatal clinics, things like that. And she took me up to see it, and it was so modern and struck me as impersonal that I said, no, I wouldn't. I'd much rather be in an old tumble-down, well, not exactly tumble-down, but an ordinary sort of place. And I didn't particularly like it. But probably for the patients to come into a nice, clean, modern building was nice, really. Yes, I always remember that meeting room because the medical officer of health at the time felt very strongly that for all of this system to work, that doctors and nurses and administrators should really work closely together. And we had little meetings every now and again in each health centre, actually, called Centres Are For Use. And the one at John Scott was always held in this meeting room, which I can remember because we had a doctor called Dr. Foley who always wore a hat. And she sat at the end of this table in her hat and the medical officer of health at the other. Well, it wasn't a patient meeting room. So I don't think that's where they met, but they would have come across each other in this building. It wasn't a very big canteen. It was quite small.
It was just for the staff.
Called a canteen, but it was really... At that time, it wouldn't have been considered really for patients to mix socially with the staff because it wasn't the same then. No, yes, well, it was far from cosy, John Scott. Yes. But it's only, as I say, my point of view.